Well, last year, the ABC ran lived experience storytelling workshops with hundreds of high school kids from across Ballarat in regional Victoria. The young people submitted personal stories about what life is like in Ballarat. 35 were selected as winners of Takeover Ballarat, the ABC's youth leadership and storytelling program. Their prize is having their stories shared across ABC platforms and taking part in a youth leadership summit, which finishes on Friday. One of those young people is Mason. Here's some of his story.
Who am I going to piss off today? That used to be my first thought when I woke up. I was a feral kid. And after my dad died, I struggled to understand the feeling of loss. But things changed when my stepdad, John, came around. He introduced me to music and signed me up to the Army Cadets. Now, I even volunteer at Pinnock Disability Support. Now my first thought when I wake up is, how can I make someone's day?
That's a great soundbite, isn't it? Well, that was Takeover Ballarat winner Mason. He joins me now from our Ballarat studio, along with Amber Irving Guthrie, an ABC Takeover producer. Mason and Amber, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Hi, Sally. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much, Sally. So happy to be here.
Mason, your story is deeply personal. Hearing that soundbite, it almost sounds like two different kids. It sounds like life has really changed for you.
Yeah, it has a bit, you know, for the better, luckily.
And what do you think has sparked that for you?
A lot of it from my stepfather, John, and also the fact that I lived in a household with mostly women. So I slowly grew up learning to respect women a lot more.
In your story, you talk about sometimes being disrespectful when you were younger. How do you reflect on all of that now, Mason, when you look back at that time when you were a younger kid?
Deeply regretful, but then again, just have to remember that I was only young and I was influenced at a young age. And
what's it meant for you having a male role model like your stepdad in your life, Mason?
Well, it means a lot, and I don't think I'd be here now without him.
Amber, to bring you in, tell us about how this is all brought together. How do you take the entries from the competition and turn them into stories for broadcast?
Yeah, it's a really interesting process. So it's really fun. Because I'm an ABC producer, so they kind of like put us all into classrooms in high schools, which is quite terrifying for me at the start. Pretty new for me.
Intimidating, yeah.
Absolutely. So it was amazing. We went to every public school and alternative learning school in Ballarat and held storytelling workshops, right? So we showed videos of past winners. We asked them a bunch of questions. And they wrote about their lives, something true about their lives. It could just be a couple of dot points. We don't care about the spelling quality or anything like that. It's just all about sharing something true to them. And there's hundreds of entries come through. There's a judging panel. And then we end up with 35 winners. And this is where the fun happens. We chat to the winners and we write their stories for them. But it's basically all their words, right? So they're the sub-editors of their story. They're basically working for the ABC as editors. They've got a huge promotion and they get their story out there and then we film them. We get them in the radio studio. They read out their story and it's incredible because some people, you know, they really struggle. They might have a learning disability or they might really struggle with anxiety or their confidence. And to see them in the studio just nailing their read and feeling so good about who they are as a person and having an ABC producer be like, do you know how exciting and fascinating your story is? Just does wonders for their confidence and their self-esteem. And then now it makes me so happy just to see so many different radio programs and the telly as well play these stories and air these stories. It's so exciting.
Mason, can you tell me what it was like for you going through this process for the first time?
Well, when they first came to my school, I was a bit confused. I didn't know what this was going to be about. I was like, oh, yeah, this will just be a short little thing. I'll just, you know. I think they came twice, I'm pretty sure. The first time I wasn't there, but the teachers said, oh, you had to talk to Mason. So, they got in contact with me. I had to write a thing out, and I just thought that was the end of that. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, done. Yeah. And then I get a call from someone And he was asking a bit more questions. And I was like, oh, okay. And a couple months later, there was a lot of waiting. But yeah, a couple months later, I was told that I'm a winner. I was like, oh, now what? And yeah, now I'm doing this. Made a lot of great friends. Mm. And yeah.
I understand there was a cinema screening, Mason. What was that like, seeing your story on the big screen in Ballarat in front of hundreds of other people?
It was really interesting. bit nervous, but, you know, it was also lots of fun, you know. So, yeah.
Sounds fantastic. Well, Mason, congratulations on your participation in this program. And Amber, it sounds like it's a great process to be involved in. Thank you to both of you for coming on Breakfast this morning.
Thank you so much, Sally. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sally.